Okay. Very good morning to all brothers and sisters of the Dhamma. Today is our 7th day, 21st September 2017. We are now at Yangshuo. But we just finished our ferry ride. Then yesterday we were also here, but yesterday the trip was a bit long. We traveled 4 to 5 hours. Then when we reached, we had our first itinerary, which is going around on a smaller boat. Then today you go on a bigger version ferry road. But more important is, despite the tired journey, you get to watch the very famous Liu San Jie show at night. So there was some quite unique type of display of light. So you can maintain mindfulness or awareness even when your body is tired, it will help. But important thing is, if you need to rest, you must rest. So luckily today on the boat ride we have the aircon with it, so you don't feel so bad. Then I would like to remind everybody, when you are on the tour trip, because we got less temple visit, or so far last 2 days we didn't have any temple visit, you have to maintain your faith. Then develop the mindfulness, the heedfulness. If you have done that, you will also benefit. You don't need to have temple visit to maintain heedfulness. You can have good moments in life, but feel it, enjoy it with understanding, with heedfulness and mindfulness. Then some of this photo that you took, we saw they are very, very photogenic and very nicely taken. So it can be something that give you good memories. Then we also have a lot of very nice nature's environment that you can also feel them. Then most important is, like I always say, be with the moment. Feel that you are really here. The form and mind exist. And you are with all this, then you will not be wasting your whatever trip. There are most people I realize who are heedless, they get very excited within those moments, but they never really feel this place. A lot of talk activity go on. They may have laughter, joy, but most of the time, most of them are heedless. So if you are a cultivator, you will be different. Then I got one question. How many of you on the boat ride, you managed to really observe through the silent mind? How many of you? Nobody else. Cannot be. Then especially you are aware. The perception of nature is very beautiful. Then you can try it out, like what Surangama Sutta says. Perception of form. It's consciousness. Whereas this non-perception is wisdom. You just observe with a silent mind and you can understand all this. There are nature that are very still without movement. But within your mind, sankhara, there is a lot of movement unless you have trained your mind. Then the silence can be different. Then you can be with the moment when you observe the river. If you have done it with understanding and with mindfulness, your mindfulness can flow with the surface of the river water. That river is called Li Jiang, not Li Jiang, Li Jiang. So, certain area you see, when your nature awareness flows, you can see the wave is very rough, turbulent. But when you move with it, it's different. Then certain places is more still, more quiet. Then certain places more mild. and you will come to understand why they are like that. Those that are within the shallow end, they will have a lot of turbulence or movement. And this movement comes from the ferry, the boat, and all the activity that is within. So when you understand, you can reflect and contemplate. Human mind is like that. External phenomenal world is like all the movement and the activity that stir the lake. So if your mind is like that river or that lake, it will be stirred accordingly. But if you have stability of mindfulness and awareness, within there is hardly any movement. It's just like those deeper part of the lake. When your samadhi or your ability to be silent is more stable, it's like you are in the deeper end of the lake or the river, where the surface movement or activity is very little. It is like no movement at all. That is the mind that is trained, that is not agitated, not fearless, not subject to environmental effect and all those things. So these are the things, if you really want to develop the understanding of the true Dhamma through your silent observation, mindfulness, heedfulness, you can be with the moment and understand many, many things. Then the whole of nature, you can feel the stillness and the silence. Then the nature of all those great beings, they are ever radiating for the cultivator of the way. You don't have to be at a place where there is relics or temple to give you the faith. But initial cultivator, you need such way place to help you. You need such images to help you recall and develop the faith, Sadhaviriya, then remind you of the teaching. But as you understand, develop the stability of it, you don't need. Everywhere you go, wherever you go, any place, anytime, anywhere, your mind is different. It will know how to contemplate, reflect, inquire, and develop understanding accordingly. So this is the path that my nature wants to share, so that you all can develop the understanding. So that from now onward, because tomorrow will be the 8th day, which is also very likely the last day of our spiritual come-to-a trip. I don't think there is any more temple visit. Then after that, the next morning, which is on the 9th day, 23rd, we will wake up for breakfast, then get ready, then we will have to go to the airport. Our flight leaves at 11:10, if I'm not wrong. So I was told we should be in KLIA 2 by 3 or 4 p.m. latest. So with this understanding, I hope you can make full use of our next 2 days to optimize on this spiritual trip and benefit from it. It doesn't mean you cannot have the good moment. You can, but with mindfulness, with awareness, you don't have to act out of it. You just have to develop the ability to be with the moment, to understand many, many things. Then constantly reflect, contemplate, and remind yourself of the Dhamma, of the need to train yourself. Then you can also observe your mind, how it can be easily distracted or carried away when the external environment and situation is luring and all those things. But if you understand and you have the mindfulness, then no problem. Like I say, you should thank your good karma for the good blessing that you have. The good food. When we go to certain places where the hotel is exceptionally good. Like that day, the Lingnan Dongfang Hotel. Although it's marked on the program as 4-star, my wife says should be the other way around. Last night was 5-star, but cannot compare to the Lingnan Dongfang Hotel. That one should upgrade to 5 or 6-star, I think. It was really very beautiful hotel, very comfortable and very nice. And we managed to stay on the premium executive floor. So when you have the condition, you can really make use of it. So understanding how to make full use of whatever good karma that you have and condition is very important. The key thing about the teaching is not to attach, not to grasp, cling to memory. So when there is condition to have, make full use of it. Be with it. Experience all of it. Then tell yourself through understanding, contentment and joy. This is what nature is. When there is condition, life can be really meaningful, beautiful. Then you can thank your good karma, have gratitude towards your nature for what you have done to have the condition to have all this. Then when you need to endure certain conditions, you also need to, but with understanding, with mindfulness. That is how you can make full use of this form and mind to live life. And when you have deeper and deeper understanding, this form and mind, even though it's impermanent, lead to suffering, empty nature, non-self, but it is a very useful form and mind. It is a very important tool and instrument, or vehicle and instrument, for you to come to this existential world to use. So use it with understanding. Use it with wisdom. Then this form of mind will be beautiful. Then you can develop the understanding of the form of mind. You will know that this form of mind is not what you are, not real. But it's subject to karma. So you have a duty towards the world. When the Buddha said we are all born out of karma, heir to our karma, condition and supporter of karma. And we are what we are because of karma. It's referring to our form and mind, the segmented life that you come. So you have to take care of karma to build up your karmic nature so that whenever you arise, whether you have to come or you choose to come, you will have the good life. You have the good karmic inheritance because our life entirely depends on karma. We are born of it and the condition is supported by it. And we are what we are because of it. So this form of mind, like earlier on at the hotel before we left for the boat ride, I explained to Alicia because there were conditions for such things. Alicia came and talked to me and informed me that he has read the WhatsApp message from Brother Sri An regarding our Kayamita Pradesya. I think the message came from Nancy. It seems he was admitted again. But this time is because he felt the left hand and left leg, I think, weakness or certain part of it is, I think, not functioning that well. So either there are weakness or there is certain thing happening. Then Brother Sri An asked Sister Nancy, will it be alright if we do some metta, we radiate some loving kindness to him? Sister Nancy was very happy. He said, yeah, please do so. So because of that, I read the message while I was on the boat ride. So I decided to say something. Then we shall do this metta of loving kindness radiation. We shall meditate for about 5 minutes. Then after that, you all within the meditation can radiate this love and metta on your own. You can convey this loving kindness of metta energy to Brother Sia and Sister Nancy and wish them well-being and happiness. And you can invoke power of merit on their behalf for whatever that they have done, or invoke the power of merits while we are on this spiritual trip together, the Kayamita Fund, the Common Pool Fund, and everything for their well-being, for that to recover to good mind state, good health, so that you can be discharged from the hospital or specialist center as soon as possible, so that he can get back his life to live a healthy, normal life again. Okay, now I will set the alarm. We will meditate for 5 minutes. Then after that, I will do the sharing regarding the former mind. Okay, you can start your metta meditation now. The alarm will come off after about 4 to 5 minutes. you so much. You can slowly, mindfully come out of the metta meditation. Then we shall invoke all this wholesomeness as a group. May this wholesomeness that we all have developed while on this spiritual trip, including whatever merits or wholesomeness that Brother Sia and Sister Nancy has developed since joining us as Kanyamita, may it pave the way for there to be found certain conditions for Brother Sia to recover to good health, to good mind state, so that he can be with the family again, having the good condition to continue with this cultivation. And may Sister Nancy too have the understanding and the peacefulness of mind to help Russia recover and come to realize the Dhamma behind, so that whatever that continue to arise, they can manage it very well. So let us rejoice with all this wholesomeness. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now I will share with you all a little bit on this Dhamma regarding our physical body and mind. As a human being, we have a physical body, a physical form, and a mind. The Buddha called it the five aggregates of form and mind. To develop clear understanding of these five aggregates of form and mind is very important, because the Buddha summarized all of suffering under the First Noble Truth as follows. He said, in short, all of the seven conditions that give rise to dukkha or suffering can be summarized as follows. It is nothing else except your self-delusion, is it? That condition your grasping, clinging, and craving towards this five aggregate of form and mind. So the Buddha said, in short, it is the five aggregates of grasping that I call suffering. So this final summary is very important. You attach, you cling, you grasp to the five aggregates of form and mind. There are two aspects to the five aggregates of form and mind. The first aspect is as a human being, where the form is the physical form, the physical body. Then you have a mind that is trapped inside this physical body, and the mind has four more aggregates. To understand the four aggregates of mind, you ask yourself, what can your mind do? Your mind has this ability to feel. There's a feeling aggregate which the Buddha called Vedana. So when the body experiences hot or cold, the feeling aggregate can sense it, can feel it. Then whether there is any pain or comfortable mind state, means pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral feeling, your mind can experience it. So that is the aggregate of feeling. Then the Buddha said our mind is also capable of perception. Through our physical senses and the mind, we can give rise to mental perception. Through the eye, we can see things through the aggregate of perception. We can perceive things through what we see. Can be color, shape, or form. So through the seeing consciousness, you can perceive. Then through your hearing, you can also perceive what you hear, the vibration, the music, the sound, or whatever, even people's speech and other things. Then you can also perceive through your nose, the smell, the taste, through your tongue, tactile feeling, tactile consciousness through your physical body. Then you can also perceive through your mind state. That's why the perception of the mind can bring the external form into the mind. So all of external form that your mind comes to perceive, they are from the mind. So mental perception will bring the external form into the mind. Then the Buddha say our mind not only can feel and perceive, it can also give rise to mental activity, mental thinking, mental states, emotion, and other things. So all your mind state, whether it's peacefulness, restlessness, happiness, joy, pleasant moment or unpleasant moment, or fearful moment, or with the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion leading to sorrow and lamentation, depression, and all those things. These are all mind states and mind activity which the Buddha calls sankhara. It can give rise to mental activity, mental state, mental intention. To understand sankhara, you have to have mindfulness to see your mind. Then you understand all of the content of consciousness or whatever your mind can do is actually sankhara. So sankhara includes the first two aggregates of feeling and perception. Then the last aspect of mind, which is the consciousness aspect, is the Buddha said we can be conscious of things. As a human being, we can be conscious of life, even though we may not be mindful if you are not a cultivator. So consciousness is a power within our mind. Our mind is capable of being conscious. So just like seeing, you can see things through your seeing consciousness. So because we have the sense organ, the eye, in a functional manner, then there is the mind that make contact. Upon contact, like the light bulb, it light up, means the seeing consciousness arise. So you can be conscious of what you see, conscious of what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. So this is the last aggregate of mind. So all these five aggregates, the Buddha say, Rupang Vedana Sanya Sankara Vijnanam, in Pali, is actually your form, your feeling, your perception, your activity of mind, mental state, and consciousness. If you are attached, cling, and grasp through self-delusion, thinking that this is you, then suffering will arise. So that is the message. Then the second aspect is the mental five aggregate, every moment of consciousness, every moment of seeing, hearing, smell, taste, tactile, or thought process. There is also the five mental aggregates of form and mind. We already explained there are four aggregates of mind. Vedana Sanya Sankara Vijnana, which is feeling, perception, activity of mind, and consciousness. Then how did the mental form goes into the mind to form the aggregate? They come in through mental perception. When you perceive external phenomena, the external form enters the mind. It's just like when you perceive the Buddha image. The Buddha image with the external form will enter the mind. And when you perceive my speech through hearing consciousness, this is the external sense data that you bring into the mind. This is the mental form. Then there are other types of mental form. So all this five you can inquire, reflect, contemplate. If you attach to this physical body, do you suffer? You definitely will suffer because this body tends towards nature. It will get old, it will get sick and die one day. Or it's of the nature to arise and pass away. The four elements got no knowing. It's part of nature, so how can it be you? It will go the way of nature, dependent originating, condition arising. It's not a permanent unchanging entity where you can hold on to, cling on to, and grasp on to. So no point. So this is the physical form. You attach, you will suffer. Because if you believe this is you, attach and cling, you will worry about you getting old, getting sick and die. Like I always say, this is a physical body, karmically conditioned out, like a vehicle for you to use to take you around. If your car has problem, your vehicle has problem, you only send it for servicing or maintenance or repair. You don't go and worry about it. You don't go and create attachment to it, otherwise you will suffer. So similarly, when you have this understanding, you will know why the Buddha said, all these five aggregates of form and mind, they have these universal characteristics of impermanence. They go the way of nature. It is not a permanent unchanging entity, therefore it cannot be you. If it's you, it will listen to you. Let this body not get old, not get sick, and not die. It should have that ability. Here is a permanent unchanging entity. But because it is not, that's why it tends towards suffering. Then because it tends towards suffering, it is impermanent. So that which is impermanent and tends towards suffering, is it right to say this is me, this is I, therefore all this can be mine? It's explained clearly in the Anatta Lakkhana Sutta that it cannot be. So similarly, if you were to contemplate, reflect, and be mindful of feeling, perception, activity of mind and consciousness, the same will arise. Then this night I develop a further understanding for you to understand. Because like feeling, when they arise and pass away, pleasant feeling become neutral feeling or unpleasant feeling. Did you die? If you didn't die, then feeling cannot be you. Feeling come and go, you're still around. So feeling is impermanent, dependent originating. Upon contact, feeling arise. Then after that, you are not mindful, you don't have the heedfulness, you will not be able to curb or deal with the moment of consciousness. Without wisdom, you don't have yoniso manasikara, wisdom at the moment of sense experience. Then you don't know how to act, you don't know how to experience the moment. That's how the heedless mind, the deluded mind, develops suffering, develops delusion, conditioning them to grasp, cling, and hold. So craving constantly arises, becoming constantly arises. So this is where the teaching is. So knowing this, you have to tell yourself, when there is disease and sickness, which is one of the first noble truth reality, just like in the case of Brother Sia, or everybody is the same. As long as you live by long enough, you will confront one of this reality or all of this reality sooner or later. So when you confront them with understanding, you become different. You become very focused. There is no fear like ordinary human beings. You will not panic. You will become very focused because this body is not me. The aggregate of mind too, they are not me. They are karmically conditional for me to use, so I use it. Just like the car, the vehicle, or the tool, the knife, I use it. I use it with understanding. If I need to maintain it well so that it serves me well, I will maintain it. I will not abuse it. I will not be heedless so that this vehicle or tool get into trouble, like accident and other things. That's why heedfulness is very important. Then also, if certain part after long time wear and tear, or due to certain type of external problem, issue, like you eat the wrong thing, or you are at a location where the environment, the condition within the environment are not conducive, maybe pollution and other things, toxin and other things. So if you are aware, you should avoid such places and avoid such food. Then if you need to maintain it, service it, replace certain parts due to wear and tear, you just do what you have to do. But do not worry about it, do not attach and cling. So when I say be focused means develop this understanding so that you have faith in the Buddha Dhamma. You have faith in yourself. You have the Buddha Dhamma to guide you. As long as you have taken care of karma, you don't have to worry about all this. If you want to invoke power of merits to help you recover, you can. You just do. Then if you have kayamita, you can get them to help you too. Then when you have faith, you do not panic. You do not simply run around and do things that people tell you. When you have faith, the condition will manifest in such a way that if there is condition for recovery, the right condition will fall into place for you to get the right doctor, the right treatment and other things. So all this will arise. So like the Buddha said, this body of ours is of the nature to get sick. And one day, maybe, of the nature to grow old, get sick, and one day, they call it separation of consciousness, which is the human being call it death. All these are reality of life and existence. It's not only subject to your own form of mind. Every form of mind has to go through if they live long enough. So the acceptance of it will calm you down, then remind you of the urgency of cultivation, development of the Dhamma to perfect yourself. So all these are important understanding. When you have this understanding, you will become beautiful. Then you will know how to live life. Do what you have to do. Okay, we have arrived. Maybe it's also time to stop. So we rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then later on, when we share merits at the end of the day, we will invoke power of merits of all this sharing to help Brother Sia and Nancy too. So let us go for lunch. Okay, thank you.